Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Friday, and you can give me a call at 800-905-0989 for the rest of the hour. All the topics from the week that was are back on the table. So while Tim racks those calls, again, 800-905-0989, we'll do another edition of Who the Heck Did Joe Biden Let Into This Country? Did you hear about this? Fox News immigration reporter Bill Malusian goes on a raid with ICE and HSI Los Angeles. They arrest one of their top targets, a guy by the name of Alexander Alfredo Palacios Guevara. They target him because he is an active wanted member of the Sureños gang. He's got convictions for murder, rape, and attempted murder. He's a great guy. Good, solid Democrat voter. And attempted murder in L.A. County. Or he will be a good Democrat voter one day, so whatever. So ICE gets him, right? Picks him up. He starts screaming on camera to Malusian that he can't be deported because he has a cat. It turns out he does have a cat. Now I'm having a cow over it. Guevara was granted deportation protection, excuse me, under the deferred removal under the Convention Against Torture. Meaning he can't be deported to his home country because he fears he will be tortured there. This is the same deal that St. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia has. Well, I'm a gang member. By the way, wanted in the murder of another gang member in El Salvador, his mother. Great guy. You're going to love him. He's fantastic to women, kills mothers and beats wives. Again, a perfect future Democrat voter, someone they can really get behind. So this is the same thing. Well, if you send me home, the rival gangs will kill me and probably torture me first. You have to leave me here so I can rape and murder and vote Democrat eventually and bring at least 3 of my family members with me. Remember, every one of these thugs on average brings 3 family members once they get that green card. So Democrats don't see a murderer. They don't see a rapist. They see 4 Democrat voters, including the 3 who aren't here yet, but whatever. Listen to this. The decision to keep this highly valuable murderous thug was made by the Board of Immigration Appeals under the Biden Administration of Justice. And they knew he was a Sureños gang member and that he had convictions for murder and attempted murder. Didn't care. They're Democrats. They're Democrats. ICE put out a statement, absolutely outraged. So, folks, they want to deport him to a third country since they can't send him to his own. But guess who's standing in the way? A liberal judicial dictator. Folks, these things are not accidents, okay? The Democrats want these people here. If you want to understand why, yes, it's voting, and yes, it's because they will eventually bring other people with them, family members, with chain migration because our laws suck. But it's not just that. It's not just that. Look at what happened in Portland overnight. All these things are connected. Go watch the videos on X of the Antifa thugs surrounding the buildings and how when the ICE officers, again, just like they did in LA, same MO, get trapped inside the building, they call 911 and nobody comes. Why? It's Democrats. Democrats control the cops. They want these ICE agents dead. They don't have the guts to do it themselves. Their Antifa thugs don't even have the guts to do it. They need somebody with the guts to do it. They have people like that in Venezuela. And after the last election, when the dictator of that country won somewhere between 20 and 25% of the vote, and his opponent was actually elected, and people were outraged because he stole the election right in front of everybody's faces, and they had the temerity to come out on the street corners and protest. They were shot at. Some of them were killed. By who? Well, it's 2025. So you can't exactly unleash your military on these people because there's cell phones everywhere. So who does it? Trenda Aragua does it. The street thugs do it. They're true believers. They're socialists. And so the criminals are allowed to operate criminally, and in return, they protect the interests of the party. That's why the Democrats are fighting the hardest of any of their fights, not for the mom cleaning hotel rooms, but for guys like this. That's why, with the full knowledge, he is a Sereno. By the way, he's also, again, got a conviction for sexual abuse of a minor and rape and attempted murder and murder. So, I mean, this is a great guy. You put him in there with Antifa. You put him around the ICE building. I mean, you guys see a win-win. That's what they're building. Guarantee you. You want to know what this looks like? Long term? I think about the summer of love, except this time with the Sereno's. Oh, that'd be a totally different game. You'll start to have police officers killed in their homes. That's what Tren de Aragua does. You step out of line, doesn't matter if you're a part of the police, they kill you. They kill your whole family. Democrats don't quite have the cojones for that yet, but they want people who do. Which brings us to our second story today. Listen to this. Trump appointed U.S. attorney, so he's a federal prosecutor, John Sarkoon III, made the mistake of walking outside a hotel in Albany, Georgia. I'm sorry, New York, in Albany, New York, on Tuesday. And in what prosecutors are calling a murder attempt, he encountered a Spanish-speaking thug who tried to stab him to death. Great future Democrat voter by the name of Saul Morales Garcia, 40. He is an illegal immigrant from El Salvador. Now, he has been like a ringer through the New York justice system again and again and again. He's got a list of charges of conviction as long as your arm, but they're Democrats, so they let him run the streets. I've got my eye on him, and then I turn back, and I'm in front of him, and I'm just standing there, and I'm looking at him, he says, and then he starts yelling at me in his language, and I don't understand what he's saying. I'm smoking a cigar. I don't say anything to him. He pulls a knife. He's lunging toward me. He's trying to stab me. He says, I'm still standing there with the cigar, so he's dodging him now. He said, but I didn't want him to get away. I yell at him. He turns around. He starts yelling again, pulls the knife out again. Then there's this gesture, like across his throat, like he's going to slit my throat. And then he comes at me. Folks, you know what it doesn't say here? Does he know who this guy is? Is he working for the gang trying to kill the federal prosecutor? Trump appointee? See how this works? They want these feds, whether it's a prosecutor or an officer, to be afraid to walk the streets. It's already to the point where they're covering their faces. And you go watch ICE raids. They have to cover their faces. Think about it. It's not just Democrats who will come for them. It's not just the Antifa thugs who tried to block. But folks, they took, you know, the kind of garbage, like steel garbage bins that they have outside of businesses. We have one. It's massive. Like you can roll it, but it's huge. They blocked the ICE officers in Portland inside the building, and they full on surrounded it. This was a tactic they were using during the Summer of Love after they were basically nailing them in with wood, like nailing the boards, and then they throw the Molotov cocktail in. Trying to kill him. That's what they do. That was Summer of Love. So, folks, they are building up to something here, and Trump has got to stop it. Because this is going to be ugly. You're talking about, wow. Unbelievable. All right. Coming up next, your phone calls, 800-905-0989. We'll read the text line to 800, the same number, 800-905-0989.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, going to the Common Sense Retirement. Actually, you know what? We'll go to the Word Talk line. Brian in Gaffney, good morning.
Good morning, Tara. Hey, lately I've been hearing a lot of talk about United States needing to help Israel about Iran and Gaza. I even heard on the radio yesterday with Charlie, people calling in saying we need to turn it into a parking lot, Gaza and Iran. And these are probably the same people that are against abortion, which I am against abortion, but I'm against killing any innocent people. We don't need to be involved at all. They're already Israel's already using our bombs and our weapons that were made here and given to them because we give them so much money. They control us with AIPAC, but we don't need to be involved. A lot of boomers want to be involved.
All right, stop, rewind. So you're one of these AIPAC conspiracy theorists then? They control us?
No, ma'am.
They control us.
Said that. Well, AIPAC does pay our senators and congressmen and buys them off, and then we in turn give Israel money. It's a circle.
Okay.
And I wouldn't call it a conspiracy.
You don't want us to do anything of any kind to Iran. You want them to just let them just go ahead and get the nuclear bomb and the nuclear fissile material, correct?
That nuclear is just like weapons of mass destruction that Cheney and Rumsfeld were
saying. How do you know?
It's the same.
How do you know? What's your proof?
We don't. We don't, but it was a lie back then. I believe it's a lie now.
Okay, so you think that it's a lie. But you don't actually know.
I do, too. You're a Ron Paul supporter like I was. We need to not get involved.
So you don't actually know. Okay. Let me ask a question of you, okay? We know that Iran killed 603 American service members in Iraq and Syria. We know that just last year they had the unmitigated gall to fly a drone into one of our bases and kill three of our service members. We also know under Donald Trump last time that they had a plan to attack our bases and after having killed 600 of us because Soleimani was the father of the roadside bomb, Trump killed Soleimani. And we didn't have a hair on the head of another U.S. service member touched after that until Joe Biden. So you tell me, Brian, because I want to hear from you. They get the nukes, okay? And the person insisting he is able and should be able to, one, have a nuke is the Ayatollah. He wrote that on his Twitter feed. That's not me. That's not you. That's right. Not paranoia. No, that's him. He said it. He said he should have a nuke, and he insists on continuing enriching. So you tell me, going forward with an Iran, with a nuclear bomb, and this scares me more, nuclear fissile material, what does Brian do the next time that Iran hits one of our bases? Because they will. They've done it in the last year. You know, I want you answer. You tell me. What do we do? What do we do?
I'm not willing to give up my kids, and I don't think you are, too. And that's what's going to happen.
How are we going to give up our kids?
The military draft. It's going to be big, and it's not going to be winnable. We need to stay away. Israel got themselves into it. Let them get themselves out of it.
Who's talking about a draft? Because Donald Trump expressly said that we're not putting boots on the ground. So what draft?
Yeah,
what is your proof of the draft that we're going to have?
It will end up being that way, Tara.
So you think it will end up being that way?
Yeah, Iraq, weapons of mass destruction. We were there forever. Afghanistan, same thing.
Trump has been very explicit that we are not doing that. In fact, before this conflict, that was the whole point of his speech to the Saudis, that we were wrong, that we shouldn't have done nation building, and that we won't put boots on the ground.
He shut Tulsi Gabbard up. She knows what's up.
He didn't shut Tulsi Gabbard up. Tulsi Gabbard was on CNN earlier this week. Tulsi was saying that, you know, she walking back what she said back in March.
Walking back. She was forced to walk it back.
No, the reason she walked back what she said in March is because we have new intel now that we did not have before. When you flip it another way, when you say protect our sons and daughters, we have sons and daughters in these bases. We got three Georgia bodies back dead. Iran murdered them. And you're talking about a missile hitting one of these that's nuclear tipped? Now the whole base is going down. We got to watch soldiers on TV dying of radiation poisoning.
Countries that have nukes are countries that are safe from being targeted. Look at North Korea. Nobody goes after them. Look at Pakistan. They just have skirmishes along Pakistan and India. That's it. anybody that has a nuke is safe. And that's why they want one.
So you want Iran to be safe? You want Iran to be safe? You want them to have a nuke? You want them to be safe from us to retaliate? Because now when they come after our troops, what do we do when they have a nuke, Brian?
United States
what do?
Only one.
We do nothing.
And Nagasaki. United States is the only one that murdered innocent people.
Okay, I see where you're coming from here. Murdered innocent people. Awesome. Yeah. Who attacked us, Brian? Because I don't recall the part where we attacked Japan. They attacked. But I'm not going down. No. You know what? You're losing this argument to me right now. So you're throwing a bunch of straw men out. You are. You're losing. But here's you still have not answered my central question to you. How do we handle a nuclear-armed Iran that is going to try to kill Trump again? They've already done it in two plots. We've got their assassin plotters in federal prison awaiting trial right now. Two separate plots. And that's Donald Trump said that. I have the clip. He said they tried to kill him. Well, now when they try to kill him again, because they will, how do we respond if they're nuclear armed? What would Brian do? Is he there? Tim, is the line still? I'm showing it's still up on my side. I really wanted him to answer that question. Did he hang up? Can you hear me, Tim? Producer Tim. All right. I think he must have hung up. I'm sorry about that. I was hoping we can get him back because I really wanted to hear his response on that. And I don't know what happened. All right. Well, Brian, if you want to get the last word, you can call back. But I really wanted to hear the answer to that question. I really did. He just said it protects you if you have nukes. That's the problem. Now we can't deal with Iran. So I just want to know how Brian's going to function in that world.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.